Chapter 6. Skipper of Otters held the two limp figures close to him. Logalog Grew took a swift look at them, shaking his head reprovingly at the Otter chieftain.
"What were you thinking of, you great river dog? You've gone and scared the little ones right out of the senses. Pouncing on them like that, shame on you."
Skipper's face was such a picture of dismay that Logalog was forced to smile. He clapped his friends back.
"No real harm done, Skip. They're safe enough now. Let's get them back to Redwall. Mem Fleckery and all Moundbull will soon have the rascals as right as rain."
Skipper covered the unconscious pair with his cloak.
"Ain't nothing right about rain, matey. And don't tell Mem or Malbin this, or they'll have my rudder for rug strings."
Girdle Sprink and old Criculus were keeping watch on the northeast wall battlements. Peering out into the rain-swept night, they held their lanterns high. The Selachog was first to hear Skipper's powerful shout.
"Ahoy, the Abbey! Any beast home? We're coming in!"
Criculus swung his lantern to and fro as Girdle yelled,
"Come in by the northeast wicker gate, Skip, me old mate."
Hurrying down the wall stairs, the gatekeeper and the Selachog withdrew the bolts on a small gate in the centre of the rampart wall. He held up his lantern.
"Over here, Skip. There, I see you got some gowsome with ye. Welcome, friends. Getting here out of the weather. Well, well, you found the Dibbons good tracking pals."
Blankets were laid near the hearth in front of the fire at Cavern Hole. Abbot Apodemus watched anxiously as Malbin Grimp tended to the little one's bruises and scratches. Skipper warmed his paws by the blaze.
"Grew spotted him east and a touch north in the woodlands. I'm surprised two babes could have gotten that far alone."
Mem Fleckery held a small camphor vial under the Dibbons' noses. Screwing their faces, they coughed and whined as they began to come round. The hair nurse spoke without looking up.
"Ha! I'm never surprised at anything flippin' Dibbons can get up to, what? Especially these two fiends, what? I say, Grew, old lad, what's that thing you've got there?"
Logalog Grew passed the shining object over to the abbot.
"It fell from the mole babe's paw when Skipper picked him up. 'Tis heavy enough, I tell you."
Apodemus inspected the object, holding it near to the firelight. It was bright yellow metal, a thick oblong band smooth to the touch. On either curve of the oblong, a jet-black stone twinkled. Sculpted at the centre of the band was a curious inset design. The good Father Abbot passed the stone on to Criculus.
"I can't make head nor tail of it. You take a look, old one."
Nodding his head, the ancient shrew gatekeeper spoke.